Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Well, you know the Hornets had these classic nights, and this is one of my favorites because they bringing back NBA Jams. And everybody remembers the voice from NBA Jams. Go on and hit one of them voices from NBA Jams.
From downtown Charlotte, you're listening to Power 98 Hip Hop Morning Show on Fire Edition with No Limit Larry and Burpee. Boom shakalaka.
My How big doing, homie, man? Big dog, Tim Gitzgar. What's up with you, man?
Oh, I'm all good. I'm really looking forward to getting down to Charlotte and seeing some great basketball and celebrating the great franchise, and especially a nod to the early days, the great teams, the ones that took the Knicks and to the limit in the double overtime game when Morning said, "Good night to Patrick Ewing." And that was a heck of a game. He just said, Morning said, "Give me my diploma, Ewing, because I just got my MBA degree from dunking on you. Kaboom."
Hey, man, so let me ask you this. Like, the whole NBA Jam is kind of like, we always talk about cult classics. It's like a cult classic. Did you know when y'all was doing this game that it was going to turn out to be like a cult classic?
There's no way anybody could have noticed. I guess it's like a musician going in and cutting a single, and you just never know. You throw it out there, and certainly no one knew it was going to be a $2 billion franchise. When you think of, an NBA team wasn't worth $2 billion till a few years ago. So, it just kind of surprised everybody. But kids were waiting for, the first sports arcade game they could.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And, latch on to teams and players that they normally wouldn't have known about because it was kind of pre-internet and everything else. So, it's been a great ride and great to be here for Nostalgia Night Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving out some T-shirts, some NBA Jam T-shirts to get there early, 7,500 for the first 7,500 in the door.
And the crazy thing about the T-shirts, like, we already got ours and I wore mine out, and somebody was like, "Yo, bro, I need that shirt." And I was like, "You can get one at the game on Saturday."
Yeah.
Right, because now is the perfect time. The kids are bringing back all of the stuff from the 90s as far as the clothing, the hairstyles. Now, what I want to know is, are you announcing the entire game on Saturday? Or what is
it? I'm going to do, first of all, if you get there late and you want a T-shirt, you can go to homage.com. That's homage.com. They've got all the NBA Jam T-shirts and gear. But I'll be doing a highlight video. There's a preview of that you can see on the Charlotte website. But we're going to do that right before tip-off, a NBA Jam highlight video featuring all the great players over the years. And then I'll be sitting in with the TV crew, the radio crew, for just a little guest spot and doing the pregame show with Del Curry. Curry is on fuego. He likes it spicy, man. Curry was outstanding. I just watched that game the other night on Hardwood Classics. That guy was a dead eye, just like his son.
Yeah. So, like, how did you get picked to be the voice of the game? Like, was it a tryout? Like, how did you get picked to be the voice of the NBA Jam?
I was doing pinball game voices for a number of years at Midway Valley Williams here in Chicago, and so I was kind of their voice for all their games. And when NBA Jam came along, I was in the right place, right time, and they gave the reins to me. And then right after that, we did NFL Blitz, so it was a nice follow up, another blockbuster.
Yep.
And then MLB Slugfest, NHL Hits, Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey. So a lot of sports titles over the years. It's been a good run with that company.
So are you still doing voice work on video games now?
Well, if you guys are fans of NFL Blitz, I just released a new game with Digital Dreams called Mutant Football League. That's a 1993 throwback that was remade, and it's got skeletons, orcs, zombies, werewolves. There's chainsaws, shotguns. It parodies all the NFL teams, and it's on Twitch right now, the only football.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Game on Twitch. It's a fast playing. It's like NFL Blitz meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So check it out.
Wow, are you a game developer yourself?
No, I write all the scripts out.
Oh, okay.
The voice and the scripts. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. So when did you know that you had this type of talent? You know, to pursue something like this, because it's not like something you grow up as a little kid. You say, "Hey, I'm going to do voices for video games." So when did you know that you had this talent?
Well, I always loved basketball and playing in the backyard like every other kid would always call all my own games. And before mom, you know, called in for dinner, it was like, 3 seconds left, Kitzrow from the corner, and he hits it, and Kitzrow wins the game, you know. And all I needed was a boom shakalaka to make it legit. And, I love doing it. It's a great, great thrill. And actually, you know, if anybody wants to throw in their old videotapes and home movies you got on your phone, you can go to whosaidwhatnow.com. I've got a site that you send me your videotapes, and I'll do the soundtrack for it, or I can give you a custom voicemail or a podcast drop. So, send in your old videotapes, and I'll make some highlights for you.
Man, that's dope, man. Look forward to seeing you Saturday night celebrating the Hornets' 30th anniversary. Another throwback to the 90s night, 90s
and
NBA.
And Coolio's going to be there,
and
man.
Coolio's going to be in the building.
Yeah, it's not gonna be like that Ja Rule thing up in Milwaukee. I was up there for that. I did a 90s night. I was up there for that show.
Wow, I know that had to be awkward.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't as bad as everybody said, but yeah. I think Coolio's gonna light the place on fire. So literally, he is heating up. Coolio's on fire. Boom shakalaka.
Hey Tim, we look forward to seeing you Saturday night at the game.
Hey, thanks. Hey, No Limit Larry.
Yes, sir.
Take care of yourself. You're the man, and I know you got some limits, but I want you to take all the limits off today, all right?
Yes, sir. I got you. I appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate you. We'll see you guys in Charlotte.
All right. Charlotte's plugs. Pow, 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.